Hey folks, it's the 21st of April, 2009. It's Joe Anybody here. This is a news article I'm reading off the internet from Newsmax. That's NEWSMAX.com. We have Pandora Internet Radio in the background. And I'm Joe Anybody on April 21st. The title of this is, if I can find it here, I don't know how to pronounce this name, so forgive me as we read this article, but it looks like Otto Reich, O-T-T-O, Otto Reich, titled Obama's Encounter with Chavez, Damaged U.S. Foreign Policy. Boy, Obama's Encounter with Chavez, Damaged U.S. Foreign Policy. Boy, this is a real right-wing slant here, people. You can tell what I read in my free time. Okay, former U.S. Ambassador to Venezuela, Otto Reich, tells News... Now, you'll enjoy this right-wing slant as you see him name-drop people and you see where he's coming from, the author of this. Otto Reich tells Newsmax that Hugo Chavez is calling President Barack Obama's hobnobbing with the Venezuelan leader the greatest triumph in Venezuela diplomacy ever. That's what Hugo is saying. It is the greatest triumph of Venezuelan diplomacy ever. Well, that's nice. I like that. That sounds good so far. I agree. Reich, who also served as a special envoy and diplomat under President Reagan and both President Bush's, said it was an embarrassing mistake for Obama to be photographed accepting an American bashing book from the Venezuelan strongman. Boy, that was rich, wasn't it? Newsmax TV Ashley Martella noted that the photograph snapped at the week of the Summit of the Americas in Trinidad and the Tobago showed Obama hobnobbing with Chavez, shaking hands and smiling with the Venezuelan and asking for his take on that. I think it's very unfortunate. I don't think President Obama really understands, this is a quote, I think it's very unfortunate. I don't think President Obama really understands, perhaps out of lack of experience in international affairs, the importance of symbolism, said Reich, who is a policy advisor on Latin America for John McCain's presidential campaign. So folks, you see where this is coming from. McCain's presidential campaign spokesman? Reagan? Bush? Oh my God. You don't go around slapping the back of a foreign dictator, a would-be dictator in the case of Chavez. So, you know, isn't that a spin right there? And that something's not right there. Okay, I continue. In the case of Chavez, who has done everything in his power to undermine U.S. interest in the region and who calls himself an enemy of the United States, it might be the other way around. We call him the enemy. Although I'm sure he would probably agree, vice versa. I digress because I don't know his opinion right there to speak on that. Martella asked whether people will misinterpret these photos. Reich responded that the pictures clearly are being misinterpreted by Venezuela. Despite what President Obama wishes, I think he probably realizes now that he made a mistake, which I don't think he did. But in Venezuela, Hugo Chavez said last night this is the greatest triumph in Venezuelan diplomacy ever because what he is trying to do is portray this as an endorsement of his policies, which it calls a 21st century socialism, but which is really just retread 20th century fascism. So here we got this Reich guy trying to tell us that really what it's fascism where we're headed to, and whereas Venezuela is trying to say it's socialism. So if it, he tries to paint the dirty word fascism in on that, it's just, what a spin, huh, folks? It's just crazy. I'm going to read that paragraph again. But in Venezuela, Hugo Chavez said last night that this is the greatest triumph in the Venezuelan diplomacy ever, because what he's trying to do is to portray this as an endorsement of his policies, which is called 21st century socialism, but which is really just retreaded 20th century fascism, end quote. I go on to read, Chavez is seeking to portray the warm handshake and a slap on the back, which came later, as an endorsement of Chavez, which I'm sure President Obama did not intend. Hey, the only one saying anything about endorsement is Reich himself, if you ask me. I mean, what is this? They shook hands? This is the way it's being portrayed, not only in Venezuela, but the rest of the continent, all over Latin America. What, that showed our president? I jump here in my own opinion. Oh, what, shaking hands with the Venezuelan leader? What's wrong with that? I'm proud of him for shaking hands, for Pete's sakes. Act like a man. Be a decent person. Morella referred to photos of Chavez giving Obama an anti-American book entitled... Oh, I like how they throw anti-American book. Entitled The Open Veins of Latin America, which Obama accepted and posed with for the cameras, and asked whether that was a mistake of Obama's part. Absolutely was a mistake, Wright declared. It was also, frankly, a mistake by the staff. They should not have permitted that. Hey, what if the staff and everybody thought about it and it was fine? Good gosh, where's just respect and common decency and dignity for mankind, for other leaders? It's just crazy to watch these right-wing Republicans just rolling over and upside down over themselves because they can't do all their mean-spirited ugliness. I worked for three presidents. Oh, did you? He goes on to say, and I throw that in, I don't think that this would have happened with President Reagan or either one of the President Bushes. Do you think? They should not have put President Obama in that embarrassing situation because this is very much an anti-U.S. book, anti-Europe as well. It's a book that's about 30-year-old, written by a far-left Latin American, a very unknown author, and now Chavez has put that book on the top of, I'm told, the Amazon sales list. Well, so what? In fact, I want to look at the book. Let's read the book. Let's get some information. Let's discuss. Let's think. Let's open our minds. She was Reich. Reich, who was born in Cuba, was asked to comment on assertions from the opponents of the trade embargo with Cuba that hurting the Cuban people is counterproductive. Quoting, hurting the Cuban people is counterproductive, and that's what we should do everything we can to see a regime change in Cuba, Reich said. The Cuban people have been hurt by 50 years of Marxist-Leninist dictatorship. It's not the U.S. embargo that has hurt the Cuban people, he says. Castro can trade with 175 countries in the world. It's only the United States that doesn't trade with him directly. In fact, we are the single largest provider of food to Cuba. We provide $700 million in food to Cuba last year, more than anybody else. In fact, more than the next several countries combined. So the United States is not hurting Cuba. What's hurting Cuba is the Castro dictatorship, the last military dictatorship in this hemisphere. Now, if I was correct, I think he started out this conversation here by accusing Venezuela of being a dictator. Anyway, you see how that goes, folks, and I'm kind of disgusted with the spin here, but I realize I'm reading a right-wing report. One thing I'm proud to say is that I might be going on a trip to Venezuela here after the summer of 09, early fall. I'm on a delegation with Solidarity with Latin America and a peace delegation. So looking forward to talking a little bit more of that in the near future. And maybe a chance to go see and meet Hugo Chavez and shake his hand like the president did.